This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats speak of gun control, but they are silent on knife rampages and other crimes that don't involve guns. The many deaths that are caused by people that are crazy. Forget the implement. There was a knife rampage. The article says a man who was full of anger stabbed, slashed, robbed his way across two Southern California cities in a bloody rampage that killed four people, wounded two others, were apparently targeted at random. 33-year-old man from Garden Grove robbed more than a half dozen businesses, killed two men in his own apartment complex during the two-hour wave of violence. He was arrested as he walked out of a convenience store in a neighboring Santa Ana, dropping a knife and a gun he had taken from a security guard he had just killed. So in other words, a knife attacker killed a man with a gun. The violence was random. Needless to say, motives seem to be robbery, hate, homicide. Hey, I got one for you. How about just plain liberal lunacy crazy? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. People send me notes all the time. They'll say, Kevin, why do you blame things on liberals? Why do you blame it on Democrats and leftists? I'll tell you why. Let me give you an example in this case. Number one, armed citizens would have taken this man out. Liberals don't want you to have guns. Number two, the guy's clearly deranged. Clearly. He's probably got social media or 50 people around him to go, he is a time bomb waiting to go off. But you know what? Liberals don't want you to make him feel bad by calling him crazy, saying he needs to go into an insane asylum. So they pass laws that won't allow you to put him in an insane asylum because it may make him feel bad. He could have low self-esteem. So instead, they prefer that he go out, get a knife, and kill people. Not a gun. He took the gun off the security guard. What do you think this crazy man was going to do with the gun? Oh, by the way, did he legally get it? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. The problems that we face in this country are not because of pragmatic people. Pragmatic people put their own personal things aside. You may not have ever shot a gun, but you can understand the need for a gun, the need for people to have that protection. You may say, I never want to have a gun. I'm a pacifist. I never want to fight. But you can see that there are people who say there is a reason to fight. You may choose not to. See, a pragmatist says, so what? I'm a pacifist. I understand why people fight. So what? I don't like guns. I understand why people want to have guns. You can put yourself on the other side of an issue, not having it be your issue. I'm not into gay lifestyle, but if you're into it, I'll go, okay, great. You're wired in such a way that I don't understand. I can understand your pursuit of that type of a relationship if you're miswired. Oh, go ahead and get mad at me, gay people, for saying you're miswired. I don't care. What I'm telling you is, even with your miswiring, I want you to live the life you want to live. But there are people out there called leftists, and they get mad at you when you want to live your life, because whatever their lifestyle is, whatever their peccadilloes are, they want you to conform. You must not only, if you're not going to live it, you better doggone sure endorse it. So, knife-wielding guy, brought on by leftists, and if he did vote, guarantee you he voted for a Democrat. Democrats, Antifa, threatening Americans with hammers. Hammers, folks, more likely to be weapons of death than the dreaded AR-15, but the mayor of Portland does nothing about the violence. I guess the dozens of videos aren't enough evidence for him to declare Antifa a hate group. Or the Antifa gangs, easier to spot than a beached Michael Moore, isn't enough evidence to say, you know what, these people are not out here for peaceful protests. The media continues its malfeasance, attempting to paint the best president in modern history as a racist merely because they lost the 2016 election. Democrats, crying racism at every turn, is anti-Semitic, Israel-hating, capitalist-loathing leftists attempt the lynching of everyday Americans, and they do it by bullying us. so-called representatives fight for everybody but the very people who voted for them. And I'm talking about the squad. All this to bring you this story, folks, a story about Richard Gere, another Holly weirdo elitist who decides to butt into something. And according to The Independent, in response to actor Richard Gere saying that North African immigrants should be permitted into Europe, Salvini, I believe of Italy, he said, given that this generous millionaire is voicing concern for the fate of open-arms migrants, we thank him. He can take back to Hollywood on his private plane all the people aboard and support them in his villas. Thank you, Richard. Why am I telling you this story about an Italian Prime Minister, Salvini, telling Richard Gere to go screw himself and take those migrants with him? It's because America is finally exporting something that we should be exporting. We're exporting Trumpism. We're exporting people that say, you know what? We're not taking any more Middle Easterners, Northern Africans, anything else, anything that dare disrupt what's happening in our country. We've had enough. Trust me, folks. Anybody who doesn't take this stance over the next few years in Europe is not going to win elections. People are tired of this. You think it's just an American issue about open borders? I beg to differ. The newly elected prime minister of Italy says enough is enough. It's happening in Germany, folks. It's already started in Austria. This identity movement. We are Austrian. We are Germans. We are Italians or whatever. Watch this show called Mossad 101 and see who declares themselves Israelis. It has nothing to do with your ethnicity. It has to do with your love of the country. That's what we declare ourselves Americans, the love of the country. When you come here illegally, you thwart our rules, our laws, and you war inside of our own country trying to put us against one another, you are my enemy. But if you fight for this country and you believe in the Constitution and what it allows you to become and create, as long as it does not thwart what we believe is the American spirit in one America, I'm all for you. But we don't do that. Salvini, who serves as Italy's interior minister, took issue with remarks that Gere made from the Mediterranean Sea where he was delivering food to refugees. Richard Gere, another Hollywood drama queen, putting on a circus show in Italy, doing his little part so he could pretend that he cares about the real issue. Well, he's been told. Put him on a plane. Take him home. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The other day I did a show on level setting that if no matter what you do, no matter who you are, whether you are the father of your home, the mother of your home, with your children, you level set. You level set on what you're willing to accept. If you're in a relationship, you level set what you will accept, what you won't accept. If you run a business, you level set of what you expect from your employees. If you are an employee at a business, you level set on what you're willing to accept from an employer, whether you want to keep the job or not. For example, when Fox fired me, I level set that you're not going to tell me what to say. You're not going to tell me what I can tweet, or you can go screw yourselves. You level set. And Donald Trump has level set with the world and with America that we are a Christian nation who believes in capitalism and who believes in holding politicians accountable, unlike Baby Black Jesus, who level set that he, in effect, hates this country, hates our real partners, that being Israel, gets taken advantage of by our so-called partners, loves spreading divisiveness and intolerance under the guise that he's going to bring the country together. That's what his level set was. If you are a productive member of society playing by the rules, I'm going to bend you over and I'm going to sodomize you. That's essentially what Barack Obama level said. So, I told you guys, I have leftists that listen to the program, and I had a caller who called in, a bonehead leftist Democrat, who got after me for level setting, and he talked about the wall. I'm going to play his two clips that he sent me. One of them had to do with the wall, and here it is.
Level setting. You're talking about level setting today as so far as campaign promises go. Is Mexico going to pay for the wall? How much of the wall has been built so far? And how many cents has Mexico donated to pay for said wall? I'd call that zero wall and not one buffalo nickel from Mexico. But let's keep level setting and let's concentrate on not breaking any promises. MAGA.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should have said that earlier. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And I level set on this radio program that you're going to get the truth. You're going to get it unadulterated. You're going to get it non-political. I don't care what you think of me as. If you think of me as a Republican, a conservative, a Tea Party member, I attest all of the above. But what I am more than anything is a pragmatist. And I know when brain-dead morons like that guy who called from the 305 area code, which I guess is Miami, I don't know what he is. He's probably not an expatriate Cuban because they tend to be too smart for that. I don't know what Latino version he is except for stupido. I do know he's that. But he wants to laugh because Donald Trump hasn't built the wall. Yeah, you laugh all you want, Mr. Cubano, whatever you are, Latino, macho man. You laugh all you want. But let me tell you something. You got Mexico arresting terrorists trying to sneak into our country. That was one thing that happened in the last few days while you were laughing about the wall. Terrorists were stopped. While you were laughing about the wall, Donald Trump got the government got the judges and the courts to allocate the money that he was supposedly going to the military for certain aspects is going to go to the wall. The wall is being repaired all along the way. Mexico has troops on the border. Guatemala has said we're not going to just let anybody seek asylum in this country. But I know not enough has been done on immigration for you, right? How did you get here, by the way, Mr. Latino Macho Man? How'd you get here? You legal. If you think that the Latinos in this country, and let me tell you, I grew up with them. They're friends of mine. Believe it or not, my kids are half Latino. So there you have it. And I can tell you, if you think that the Latinos are one-trick ponies that are going to be fooled by illegal immigrants, Donald Trump is racist. He won't let our illegal Hispanics in. You are out of your mind. So is that what you want to level set on, you knucklehead? Yeah, I'm sure that's what you care about. You get up in the morning and you go, oh, man, my Latino brothers and sisters on the border, they can't get into this country. What the heck is wrong with you? What's with your president, Kevin Jackson? What's with your president? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, I'm mocking this clown as I mock all leftists. And by the way, if you want to be on the program, Mr. Latino Macho Man, I will have you on this program and I will embarrass you. I will embarrass you. Because you know what I'll ask you? I'll ask you, what do you do for a living? I'll ask you, are you having more, do you have more money or less money in your check now? Are you living better under Trump or under Obama? When you get rid of your vitriol and your hatred for all things Republican, conservative, Tea Party, Donald Trump, what are you left with? You're left with the best situation you've had in your miserable Latino macho man life. That's what you're left with. Yeah. You actually get to take mama out, I don't know, to go down and do some salsa or something, bro. I mean, S.A. Yeah, going to try to make fun over a policy like that. But then he does this. He also calls in and he wants to talk about, I'm just going to play the clip and then I'll ridicule him some more, okay?
Another campaign promise. We are going to repeal and replace Obamacare with something better and cheaper. How's that campaign promise coming along? MAGA.
Hey, Latino Macho Man, in case you didn't get the memo, Obamacare is dying. It is, for all intents and purposes, it's dead. It's dead. The individual mandate is gone. Healthcare is being revamped. And for the record, do you have Obamacare? I'm just curious. Here's what's funny. Let me tell you what I already know about Latino Macho Man, okay? He doesn't have Obamacare. He doesn't have it. All he's done, he's a trained Latino monkey who just says, I'm told that to tell people he didn't repeal Obamacare. Yeah, guess what? That isn't doing anybody any favors. You know what's funny, Latino Macho Man? All the Democrats except Joe Biden are running from Obamacare. You know what the real catchphrase of Obamacare is? We know it's bad, but why do we need to repeal it? Let's just fix it. Isn't that what Obamacare was supposed to do, Latino Macho Man? Wasn't it supposed to be fixed? So while you say it's a broken promise and the level setting is what? The level setting is Donald Trump did exactly what he said. He started picking apart baby black Jesus's legacy. And let me tell you, in the end, Barack Obama needs to thank that rich white Republican man. Because it'll take the albatross off of his back. And if you dumb butt Democrats, you brain dead moronic idiots were to think about it, you know what you'd be saying? You'd be saying, you know what? I appreciate Mr. Trump, President Trump, for addressing something that didn't get fixed under baby black Jesus and has a possibility of getting fixed. Because what you do know, Latino Macho Man, is that Donald Trump, of any president you've ever seen in your life, is the person who's willing to fix stuff. You know it, and I know it. I love hearing these guys. He wants to call in and think he's got me. You ain't got me, boy. I think it's laughable. And here's what's sad about it. The really sad part about all of this is he knows it. He knows he doesn't have me. He knows he's brain dead moronic, and he should be listening to this program instead of trying to pick it apart.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill is firing Officer Daniel Panaleo following the arrest and death of Eric Gardner.
I've been a cop a long time. If I was still a cop, I'd probably be mad at me. I would. You're not looking out for us. But I am.
O'Neill says while Garner was noncompliant while being arrested and that cops are given latitude to use physical force during arrest, Panaleo used a banned chokehold in violation of department protocol. President Trump is speaking out against Democrats' stance on the border crisis. Trump says Democrats want open borders and crime and cited how dangerous that would be for all of the country. The president tweeted a series of pictures depicting the installation of the new border wall.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm on with an acquaintance of mine. We've been in conversation with one another for quite some time, and then we met in Colorado at the Western Conservative Summit after I spoke. This is the lovely Jennifer Cabani, who is with a group called The College Fix, and she's the editor for this. I want Jennifer to explain just real briefly what the College Fix does and how her team is really preparing the next generation of journalists that are going to be able to fight back against this craziness on the left. So anyway, Jennifer, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, good. So give us a little bit of an idea of what the College Fix. By the way, if you can't back away from the mic just a bit because you're a little loud, kind of tell me what the College Fix does because I want everybody to know what you do and where you go, and then we're going to jump into some craziness that's happening in Wackademia.
Absolutely. So the College Fix is a daily news website focused on higher education. I'm a veteran news reporter, and so I train college students across the nation at campuses and universities to identify stories, write those stories, and then we post them on the College Fix. And then we take these students and we launch their journalism careers. We give them internships, we mentor them, and we effectively find them permanent jobs in the media. So we're working on reform on the campus by exposing some of the craziness that you hear about every day, as well as helping young people land journalism careers and bringing some, you know, independent thinking to the newsrooms once again.
That's awesome. Well, glad you're with us. So let's talk about it, because I used to go to your site all the time. And in fact, that's how you and I came to be, was we were curating your stories all the time. And I'm like, who finds this stuff? You know, and because I run a group called Seeking Educational Excellence, and we profile these nutty professors that are out there, you know, poisoning the minds of these kids. And here the College Fix is just always on my news feed. So, you know, kind of explain to people. Give them an idea of how many stories in a day you guys may find that would just be mind-blowing to this audience.
Yeah, there is never a dull moment, ever a dull moment. I have been doing this since 2012, and I always say to myself, you know, are we going to find something interesting to cover today? Yes. Yes, we are. I mean, the colleges are tripping over themselves to outdo themselves with some of these stupid decisions over the years. But in general, we'll publish about two or three student penned articles. And then we also post a couple of aggregated news buzzes. And then we do have an editorial opinion section where the editors get to sound off. So roughly about 6 to 7 articles a day. And I mean, we just keep churning them out, whether it's free speech issues, due process issues, political correctness, bias response teams, toxic masculinity, white privilege. The list goes on and on.
God, it's just amazing. Okay, so let's jump into a couple of these. Now, we talked, I talked about this on the program a while back. I think it was Colorado State University that had this list of things, words that you couldn't say, and America and America were on it. And I know you and I kind of briefly discussed it. What else? I mean, give us some idea of the craziness of what's going on, because I only covered it by just saying it's hard to believe that that's considered, you know, offensive to people because you might not be from America. It's like, really? So we have a college where our dollars are going into paying for it, and they, and the administrators decide, hey, you know what? In our word list, the words that we use every day to determine who we are as citizens of the great world are considered too profoundly, wrong for other people. I just find that so crazy. But it's worse than that, right?
Here's the thing about this inclusive language guide. So they had America on it, and everybody found out. The story went viral. They were ashamed. They had already taken it off by the time the story went viral. So they were like, look, America's off the list, okay? Get off our back. Here's the thing. The list in and of itself is ridiculous. Whether it has America on it or not, they still have this list. It's still a quote-unquote living document that is a guide for students and faculty on how to make sure that they don't offend anybody. And there's some ridiculous items on the – you want to talk about crazy? Crazy's on the list. You can't say crazy. You can't say basket case. You can't say nuts, maniac, lunatic, insane, because it refers to mental illness. But – the thing is, okay, America's off it. So what? This guy shouldn't even exist. I mean, whatever the tuition dollars these Colorado students get to create this dumb stuff. And by the way, dumb is on the list. That's another word they don't want you to say. It's just absolute insanity. So these bias response teams go around and they give kids this list of things not to say. And then, the kids don't want to be hauled into the dean's office or have a bias complaint filed against them, so they watch what they say. And it's a serious matter because it chills free speech. And is this kindergarten or is it a college?
Right. Well, I saw a story you guys had, and I want to get your take on this one. So here's I'm going to read the partial resume of this guy just so the audience knows. And I talked about it before, but he's AB. He went to Stanford University. He got his master's and PhD at Harvard, visiting fellow at American Enterprise Institute in D.C., faculty fellow at George Mason Institute for Humane Studies, faculty fellow at Center for Advanced Social Science Research at NYU, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, graduate of Harvard School of Business Program on Inequality and Social Policy, former affiliate of Harvard's Canada Program and Institute for Quantitative Social Science. Just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
And this guy, according to your article, he published an article in the New York Times, and he detailed what he believed to be a problem of a lack of viewpoint diversity on college campuses. He acknowledged that college professors are largely liberal and claimed that the greater issue lies in the fact that university administrators are incredibly liberal. And he just pretty much stated an open observational problem. And he has caught nothing but crap for this.
You're talking about the Sarah Lawrence professor.
Correct.
Yeah. No, this poor guy. I mean, at one point last fall, the students, again, as you mentioned, all he did was say that his survey found that administrators lean toward the left, that there's far more left-leaning administrators than conservative ones. And for that, the students completely vandalized his door, posting, signs calling him an a-hole. Our right to exist is not ideological, you a-hole, quit. Completely humiliated him, mortified him on campus. These kids reacted with such a emotional response instead of, thinking about what his argument was and the facts and the raw data behind it. So, he's been completely vilified on campus. His administration threw him under the bus. They wouldn't defend him.
Well, what got me was, I just read his resume. He's in Stanford. He's got degrees from Harvard. And there's nothing in his resume that says I'm a conservative. There's nothing in his resume that says I'm biased. I mean, he's a very well thought out. In fact, as part of his thing, I was looking at this, things again. It says that he did his field work, conducted field work throughout Europe and North America. So not only is he an academic, he's gone out and he's looked in the field and said, yeah, this is kind of where this is going. And it's no secret that this is the trend throughout all of academia. And I guess if I were in the audience, I'd be saying, okay, Kevin and Jennifer, and by the way, I'm on with Jennifer Cavani, the editor at the College Fix. How do we solve this? Because if indeed only one out of 12 college administrators and college professors is indeed conservative, and then a guy like him that speaks out, who's from academia, and he's just trying to point out the obvious, and this is what happens to him, is a complete, they got to seek and destroy. How do you change it?
Well, I'm asked that a lot, and my answer is, and I'm sorry to be a bit pessimistic, but you can't. It's too late. They are so the leftist, secular, progressive, radical, pro-socialism ideology is so deeply entrenched, identity politics, from the administrators to the professors to the adjunct faculty coming on up to gain tenure to the diversity gurus they hire to everybody in between. Everybody who runs these colleges and universities today are completely entrenched on the left. And these guys that are, this gentleman you mentioned, Professor Abrams, he's a self-described moderate. They can't even tolerate moderates anymore. They can't even tolerate moderates anymore. So you're not going to fix the system. What we have to do is we have to wake up. We have to stop feeding the beast. As parents, and I'm a parent of two kids, I've told them from the beginning, here's what you're going to get in public, high school and university, and here's the flip side. I teach them about the founding fathers. I go back to the original documents. I try to help them see the other side. We talk about intelligent design. We talk about, what Republican conservative ideals really stand for. We talk about Reagan. I mean, I watch, documentaries with them, Hillsdale College videos with them, Prager University videos with them. Essentially, parents have to be the teachers. Don't let your kids be the only teachers. Because if you ask me how we're going to fix public education, Kevin, my answer is, unfortunately, we can't. It's too late. They've completely taken it over.
Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm on with Jennifer Cavani, who is the editor of the College Fix, among many other things. Very amazing young lady that I happened to meet when I was in Colorado.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Appreciate you calling me young.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here with the young and vivacious Jennifer Cabani, who just revealed to me her actual age, which I will not admit. I will not say.
That's quite all right. Well, I have two kids, so, you know, I mean, I can't be that young, but I'm young at heart, if that counts.
Yeah, anyway, I'm glad you're with me. Jennifer's a veteran, the editor of the College Fix, and been around a long time in terms of their journalistic career. And she's seen what's been happening with these folks. And before the break, I asked Jennifer, I said, what are we going to do to fix this? So I want to offer some solutions. Number one, I think college is a ruse. I don't think we should be making our kids go. I mean, it's not like, it's almost like there's a rite of passage. If you don't go and get that paper trail, then you're not significant. There are people who don't have degrees who are very accomplished, the Bill Gateses of the world. And I'm not saying everybody's going to be a billionaire that doesn't go to college or drops out of college. But I think that it's such a ruse. I think that my degrees are in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. And I took 60 plus hours of BS nonsense social justice classes. So in effect, half of my money that I was on scholarship funded classes I would never have taken if you put a gun to my head, except I had to do it to get my degree. So it's such a ruse. And then we send our kids, our most precious resource, into this den of iniquity where professors sexualize them. They've already been sexualized in primary school. But we get them to college, and it's almost a rite of passage for professors to brag about how many co-eds they sleep with and so on and so forth. They have the great, your child's future in their hands. They can't mention their political ideology or dare fight against the narrative of the left, lest they get a bad grade or have to sleep their way to a better grade. I mean, I could go on. So, you know, Jennifer, I believe part of the solution is we cut off the money and say, if your class can't fund itself like an engineering class, and, you know, if I'm going to go to MIT, I don't want to take black studies. I want to take engineering. So if your class can't fund itself, you have to go find that funding. It's not, it shouldn't come through us. I think we need to your point, you know, and I think you alluded to it anyway. You may not have said it, but we got to stop feeding the beast and letting our dollars go to that. We got to take dollars away from these diversity programs that add no diversity. Study after study shows that no college is getting, quote, more diverse. They may be getting more minorities or whatever, but they're not getting more diverse. And what is the end game for diversity? That's the question I keep asking. So anyway, Jennifer, your comments.
Okay. So to your point that does everybody need to go to college? Is it a ruse? Yeah, absolutely. Not everybody needs to go to college, and it is such a scam nowadays with the cost of the getting your degree far, far, far outpacing inflation for what? To be brainwashed in identity politics. I mean, it's a joke. Listen, I'm remodeling my house right now. Do you have any idea what these plumbers and electricians are charging me? It is insane. If you want to make a good living, I promise you, go learn how to be a plumber or electrician. You will bill people like me for all they're worth. I'm paying out. Listen, vocational is an option. You mentioned how old are you? He's a Marine. He's stationed in Oahu, and you know, he did not want to go to college right out of high school. He was sick and tired of sitting in a classroom. So he went out to be a Marine. He's seeing the world. He's discovering about himself. So that's another viable option. You know, community college. Why would you pay $25,000 for your freshman year? And by the way, even when you go to a state school, it's still that much money because they force you to live on campus now. Most of these schools nowadays force you to live on campus. So start with a community college. Pay, you know, $100 a class. Get a part-time job. Learn about the real world before you go straight off to college.
Right.
You know, or be an entrepreneur or get your degree online while you're working. I mean, there's so many different options that you're right. You don't have to feed the beast. You don't have to go that traditional route, and you don't have to believe the mantra that if you don't get a college degree, your life is meaningless and you'll fail. You don't have to buy that crap anymore.
Well, here's the other thing that I find funny about college that we don't seem to talk about. It is such a caste system. It is blatantly elitist. And so, for example, when you say, hey, don't go to that good school, go to community college and knock out those prerequisites, right? There's nothing wrong with that. But the minute that somebody tells you, oh, my son got accepted, and by the way, my oldest son is a Wharton grad. You say my son's going to Wharton, people look at you like, oh, look at you, Kevin, right? I mean, they look at me as the parent as if I'm the one going to Wharton, which I will admit he's got my genes and congratulations to him. But still, He qualified. I knew he needed to go to college because of, you know, he's a bright kid. But trust me, I have just as much respect as to your point to that plumber that's milking you and the drywall guys and the whoever, you know, the electricians, because these guys have crafts everybody needs. They can have a job anywhere in the world being able to read those diagrams. And here we are focused on college. So, yeah, but it's so elitist. I mean, if you say I'm going to Ivy League, people have this, oh, but if you're going to state school, then it's kind of like, ah, but if you're going to junior college, then it's like, well, really? Well, what'd you do? You know, what crime did you commit? So it's so classist and elitist, and we never seem to address that. If college, in my opinion, and universities should theoretically, the way the left present them, should all be equal. And now I understand the game. You know, some colleges are indeed better than others. But when you're going to offer me free education as Bernie Sanders wants to give me, why does he never say Harvard? I'll give you free Harvard. He says, I'll give you free junior college or free 4 year, but I'm not going to give you free Harvard. I want free Harvard.
Yeah. Listen, I started off at community college. And then I transferred to San Diego State. I was editor-in-chief of the Daily Aztec my senior year. I learned more as the editor-in-chief of my campus paper my senior year than any journalism class I took, aside from possibly communication law. My point is this. You learn by doing in a lot of fields. Yes, I think there are some of those STEM minds and some of those, you know, kids that are just so, like, bookworms and academic. Fine. Yes, college is for some people, 100%. But the lie that all students must go to a four-year college right out of high school to be successful is not true and it needs to be debunked. And I actually think America is starting to wake up to that.
I agree.
Yeah, listen, when people ask me where to go to college, I'm proud to say San Diego State. I don't say, oh, by the way, I started off at, you know, Santa Barbara City College and got my degree. No, you just say where you graduated from, so who cares anyway? And actually, now I'm proud. I've always been proud, by the way, to have graduated from a state school, but I feel wise because I didn't pay, you know, a crap ton of money for my degree and working at Starbucks right now. I mean, how many people nowadays spent so much money on this to go to a name brand school and now they can't get a job in the field they majored in?
No,
right?
Look, this is my point. Okay, you started out at JUCO, junior college for those people that don't know the term. You started at JUCO, you go to state school, you're successful in what you do. Case closed, right? That should be it. But trust me, there are people out there that would look at that and go, oh, what's the big deal? But if you go, oh, yeah, well, I started out, you know, here, I went to Harvard, suddenly you're elevated. And that, I don't know, it makes me mad when I think about that. I went to Southern Methodist University, which is no, you know, they called it the Harvard of the South, which I jokingly, I always laughed when they said that because it's Southern Methodist University. It ain't the Harvard of the South. But regardless of where you go to school, education should be education and it should be what you put into it. I have as much respect as the dudes who go to Automotive Tech Institute, a trade school, and know how to fine tune a race car engine and get a job working for, you know, Dale Earnhardt. That to me is pretty doggone impressive. And that school's never going to get, you know, the level of credibility of the Ivies. And you and I both know, you get those kids graduating out of those Ivy League schools can be dumber than AOC, right?
Here's what I would say. If you want a Harvard education, do you know how many online lectures at YouTube right now? You can go watch a Harvard lecture. I mean, technology has opened the field wide open to educate yourself. Why would you want to pay, you know, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000? You can learn the information at your fingertips. Technology is another thing that's completely changing the game. So I'm really hoping that what you pointed out, which is that there's this snobbery and this name brand recognition. So, you know, my kid went to Harvard or I'm a graduate of Yale or what have you. Well, good for you. But, you know, I could go watch a bunch of Yale lectures online all day long if I really wanted to, you know. And frankly, sometimes I do. But the point is we have access to that now. So equalizer.
I think the bigger point, Jennifer, is that you don't have to have that paper. We make such a big deal about having that degree. Your degree, in my opinion, and your hard work to get there means more, and working to get there particularly means more to me than any type of, oh my gosh, look, my son got into Harvard. We all know, based on the Hollywood chicks, you can get into the better schools if somebody's willing to pay for it. Meant to ask you a lot more questions. We'll cover it next time around, but because I'm talking to Jennifer Cabani, the editor of the College Fix. So many great stories over there at collegefix.com. You got to go check it out. She and her team are chronicling the craziness of Wackademia, and that's why I call it that, because of the work that her team does.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.